It's gonna be scary. Not for us.
All engine running. Liftoff.
To Hart on Thompson, steps right, shoots for the win of three. He got it! He got it!
This ain't my first rodeo.
Westbrook to the basket. Turns Schroeder around. Russell Westbrook.
House the three and the lead. You betcha.
Covington, biggest shot of the game, and he hits it. The corner.
PJ Tucker.
Gordon by
Gordon Ranch.
It's time to accomplish something together that we haven't accomplished before.
We both understand that we have one common goal, and that's to win a championship, so.
Let's get it.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast home for everything Houston Rockets basketball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. As always, I am your host, Jackson Gatlin. You can catch me on Twitter at JT Gatlin. And also our show is on Twitter at Locked On Rockets. And if you appreciate what we do here, do me a favor. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcasts. Drop us a review. Leave some stars. We'd sincerely appreciate it. So today we'll continue our conversation with Eric Heisman and Cody Davis of Locked On Astros and Locked On Texans respectively. So without any further ado, we'll just jump straight back into that conversation right now. I guess moving away from some of the like X's and O's or the roster focus points of, you know, the Texans, the Astros and the Rockets. One thing for me, guys, what do you guys miss most about sports? What has been paining you guys without any live sports going on?
It's hard to find stuff to do on the phone. It's like, okay, well, I'm supposed to look at what's going on with the Astros, and then I can't do that. I used Instagram to promote the show, and I was the Locked On MLB social media manager for a little bit there, and I was doing all this other stuff, and now I look at my phone, I'm like, okay, do something. what is this for? I'm supposed to call my wife. I need text the kids to get back to work. But I guess it's a distraction a lot of times. A lot of people are dealing with stuff, and sports has always just been a distraction for me. That's why I started watching the Astros a long time ago, just because I enjoyed just being able to sit there and just watch the game and just enjoy. And people are like, isn't baseball so boring? There's so much time in between pitches, and it's just not like the NBA where there's up and down the court. And I'm like, no, I like that. I like to be able to pause and then watch something. But it just, there's nothing really much to do except for Netflix. I've got Stars for the rest of the week so I can catch up on Power. But other than that, it's just weird.
Yeah, as for me, I just miss the pure entertainment of it. You know, we just being here in Houston, you talk about, you know, there was the entertainment aspects from the Rockets side of things where you're looking at, you know, can they win with the small ball lineup? And as for the Houston Astros, I was ready to talk some mad crap at the end of this season had the Astros turned around and won another World Series after this bogus cheating scandal. Just in Houston alone, there was a lot of storylines between the Rockets and Astros. I'm not going to mention the Texans right now, only due to the fact that all of this happened at during the offseason. But, you know, just the entertainment aspects of it. Even when you take a look outside of Houston, you see what's going on with the Los Angeles Dodgers, who actually went out and traded for Mookie Betts. I was actually excited to see how good that team is going to be. A team in the Dodgers, I don't understand how you make the World Series every single year and other than last year, and you always find a way to just blow your chances. Eric, correct me if I'm wrong. How many times has the Los Angeles Dodgers finished atop of their conference and failed to win a World Series?
Well, I know two off the top of my head. And, of course, that is the year the Astros cheated in 2017. And then in the 2018 when the Red Sox cheated. So that's their whole game plan, is to basically say, well, you should give us the world champions in 17 and 18. And my thoughts are, why? Why would you want that? You didn't earn it. If you would have beat the Astros, and Clayton Kershaw wouldn't do what Clayton Kershaw normally does, but that is the whole narrative for the Dodgers, is that they had two World Series stolen from them, and they want it back. And unfortunately, MLB is not going to just give it back. They don't have the authority to go back in time and change. They're not Marty McFly and Doc. You can't just go back in time and change things, okay? So I let it go. I know there were supposed to be a whole bunch of people coming down in Houston to boo the Astros on opening day. That's not going to happen anymore. But after all the dust has settled from this health crisis, I'm sure all the focus will be back on the Astros again.
You know, I really miss, I genuinely miss like the camaraderie that you get with sports too. And again, like I Rockets Twitter is just, is one, it's a great and sometimes horrible place, but you know, and there's obviously a lot of overlap between Rockets Twitter, you know, people, and then all, you know, Astros Twitter, Texans Twitter, you know, there's a lot of people that are fans of all three teams and not exclusively just one of them. But I think that's one of the things that I miss the most is, you know, whether it was game day and, you know, I'm waking up and I'm like, okay, the Rockets are playing, you know, the Bucks later tonight. Okay, what have the previous matchups looked like? Let me send out some game day stats from my Twitter account. And then tweeting during games and just kind of communicating with other fans and kind of, you know, whether it's a great play that happened on the court or whether there's something horrible with the officiating or just whatever, you know, all of that, being able to have this sense of community, which is why we started, so Ben DuBose and I basically started doing these Rockets rewatch parties, and we're actually having one Wednesday evening. So as we record this on a Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday evening we'll be doing, we will have had, there you go, will have had, podcasts are weird, we'll have had our second installation of the Rockets rewatch party as we are going to be doing the Game 7 against the Phoenix Suns from back in 1995, the kiss of death from Mario Elie. And so trying to instill a bit of that community feel back to, you know, what has been absent basically since live sports have been canceled and, you know, postponed or on hiatus or whatever you want to call it. And I think that to me is one of the biggest elements of what's been going on, is you're missing out on some of that camaraderie and community feeling. But back to the whole cheating and, you know,
no, you can go on.
Well, no, because I wanted to go back to that, because as soon as you guys brought it up, it made me think of how Bill Simmons slammed not only the Rockets, but also the Astros in his Ringer podcast. Like, and I just don't understand why Bill Simmons has such a hard on for hating Houston sports teams. He just hates it here. Like, he hates the city of Houston, and it's pretty hilarious, honestly. We'll keep this conversation rolling along in just 1 second, but first, a quick word from our friends over at Echelon. Look, to get fit in 2020, you don't have to join a gym, because you can't join a gym, or pay a ton for overpriced fitness equipment. The best way to get in the best shape of your life is with Echelon. Go to echelonfit.com to discover their EX1 connected fitness bikes that offer a high-quality at-home cycling experience at less than half the price of a Peloton. Echelon makes beautifully engineered products for everyone. Busy moms and dads, first responders, elite athletes, whatever your activity level is, they make a bike for you. And with daily live and on-demand studio classes right in your home, you'll never have to step foot in a gym, again, because you can't right now. You will love Echelon, but if you aren't 100% satisfied, they will give you your money back. You can join the hundreds of thousands of men and women who are getting fit with Echelon. So remember, don't pay a ton for a Peloton. Buy an Echelon bike today for under $1,000. Go to echelonfit.com/LOMBA to learn about their limited time free Apple iPad and complete details of this exclusive offer. That's echelonfit.com/LOMBA. echelonfit.com/LOMBA. Echelon, it's your time. And we are back in here at Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast home for everything Houston Rockets basketball, with our crossover episode between Locked On Astros and Locked On Texans. So we will jump straight back in right now.
Yeah, it's just weird with all the three teams making the Astros kind of brought it on themselves a few years ago, but then the Texans trading DeAndre, and then the Rockets going to small ball. There's been a lot of changes in Houston, and it's just a weird time. And Astros Twitter can be weird, and this is the one time where I feel like everybody's, instead of fighting each other or arguing with each other, they're having to defend off the Dodgers fans and the Yankees fans and all that stuff. But yeah, it's just weird how if you would have asked maybe in November or maybe October or September, would all the Texans, the Rockets, and Astros have a successful 2020? I would say yes, but at this point, it's there's a lot of question marks surrounding all three teams.
If I had to try and figure this out, I guess kind of the Dodgers kind of have to be there, I think, or unless I'm mistaken. Yeah. But if you had to pick the Astros, like, let's say number one and number two rivalries, who are you naming?
Well,
and I want to go through all three teams here, and I want to get a consensus. Okay. So we'll start with Astros first.
Okay. Well, there's always been, since the Astros moved to the American League, there's definitely been a rivalry between the Rangers and the Astros. I think you'd have to add the Yankees to the list, but we got to go old school, and it's either the Cardinals or the Braves. I remember all those days in the 90s when we played those, and they knocked us out of playoffs. But it's kind of changed a little bit, especially with the change in division. But I would say the Red Sox, but the Red Sox are kind of irrelevant at this point, and they don't really matter. But I would say it's probably Yankees number one right now, just because they're in-state rivals. I would say the Rangers, and then either one of the Cardinals or the Braves from the 90s.
And what do we got for Texans rivals, Cody? How are you going to stack this one up?
It depends. You know, when I thought we was going to be a championship contending team headed into 2020, I really thought that it was going to be the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, just due to the fact that this is a team that the AFC is going to go through them. One, they have Patrick Mahomes. Two, they won the Super Bowl. But since I don't see them as a contending team heading into the 2020 season, I would personally say it just goes back to the Indianapolis Colts and the Tennessee Titans.
Okay, I can buy those. And here's the thing, though, too. And everybody's always going to hate Dallas, right? Like, regardless.
So definitely.
But is that really a rivalry, or is that just like a hatred? I mean, it's there, right?
Yeah, most definitely. Like, that is a given rivalry. It's mostly a city rivalry, because just like Astros versus Rangers, you definitely know Rockets versus Mavericks, and Cowboys and Texans, it's a rivalry. It's a Texans rivalry.
You know, and I wouldn't trade those Texas rivalries for anything, honestly. I think, you know, especially the I-45 one, you know, because San Antonio at times, especially, right, because it's just the Spurs over there in San Antonio. There's a different level of, like, honestly, like, mutual respect between, like, mm-hmm. I feel like the Rockets and Spurs versus the Rockets and Mavericks, and it's just, nah, screw the Mavericks. So the Mavs definitely have to be on that list for Rockets fans as far as you're right. That is a city rivalry, and much less a sports team rivalry. Although with the, you know, with Luka Doncic and Kristaps Porzingis and the Mavs being, you know, one of the hot up and coming teams in the Western Conference, that very well could be a rekindled rivalry, you know, in the future years. But I think it's got to be, it absolutely has to be the Golden State Warriors, and it has to be the Utah Jazz. Those are the two teams there's so much history between those teams in recent years with the Rockets and Warriors. And then the Utah Jazz rivalry goes back decades. I mean, that thing stretches all the way back to the 90s, then the late 2000s teams where the Rockets got bounced out. Oh, I know. Rockets getting bounced out of the first round twice, back-to-back years by the Jazz. And then the Rockets turn around and in the last couple seasons have bounced the Jazz out a couple times in a row. So it's just, I feel like those are the two teams for Rockets fans, the Warriors and the Jazz, that are like legitimate rivalries right now.
I hate the Utah Jazz with passion. I to be honest, you know, the fact that I grew up a Rockets fan nearly all my life, I moved to Houston when I was like 9 or 10. I believe I hate the Jazz more than any other sports franchise in history. The pain that I went through in 2007 and 2008 when they eliminated my Rockets with T-Mac and y'all, JT, I have yet to get over that. I have yet to get over that 2007 series.
Those were some painful games, and I will never forget T-Mac, you know, at the podium second one.
I cried.
I cried. And just, you know, he goes, I did my best, and then just walks off. And oh my goodness, those are dark times. But look here, I don't want to end on a sad note. That's not how we're going to end this podcast. So Eric, I gave Cody a bit of a preview of this earlier on, but I have this hypothetical, okay? And I don't know what's on the line here. We'll say you get to pick one of these three scenarios, and if you pick the scenario say your person wins, whatever, you get $1 million, all right? There, that's the scenario. So $1 million on the line, and you have to pick who you think has a better shot of accomplishing this thing. You got James Harden down 2, 15 seconds left on the clock. You got Watson down 1 touchdown, and it's first and goal. Or the game's tied, 2 outs, bottom of the 9th, and you got Altuve at the plate. Who are you picking for $1 million? We'll get my answers to this question as well as Eric and Cody's answers to this question in just one moment, so you guys don't go anywhere. And we are back in here for our final segment at Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast home for everything Houston Rockets basketball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day, doing our crossover episode with Eric Heisman of Locked On Astros and Cody Davis of Locked On Texans. So we will get to that $1 million question right now.
I guess with his consistency, I would probably have to go Altuve, just because I think that we saw what he did last year versus Yankees and how he had the presence of mind to keep his jersey together so people didn't see the wires and everything. But I just think that that he's just built for that. But so is James Harden at the same time. But I'll have to go Altuve.
All right, so you're taking Altuve out of that. Cody, who do you got?
Man, save me for last, man. Guys have the clutch gene.
All right, fine. You can go last. That's fair. You know what? Then, and this is tough for me. Because you're right. All three of them, they got that clutch gene. They've got that X factor. I'm going to go with my man, James Harden, and I have to, and you know, I pick him because this situation that I got drafted up down to 15 seconds left on the clock. The only image that is coming to my mind is him drilling the overtime winning three pointer over Klay Thompson and Draymond Green. And I think that is my favorite game winning shot of all time. Currently, I think that there's no other shot, at least in my time, my existence, being able to remember sports, you know, since I was a young child, there has not been a better game winner for me as a Rockets fan than that one. So if I've got $1 million riding on one of those three guys to make something happen at the end of a game, I'm going with the beard.
I guess it's my turn, huh?
Yeah, you're up, man. You're up at the plate.
Man.
It's like Altuve.
Hey, first and foremost, that was by far one of my favorite moments in Houston sports history when Altuve hit that home run to send Astros into the World Series. I love that, by the way. But I'm only picking this because you guys pick your respective teams, so I'm going to go with Deshaun Watson. I have to.
Okay. All right.
Like I say, it's a tough question. I personally do feel it doesn't matter if it's Altuve, if it's Harden, or if it's Watson. We're good. We're going to get our money regardless because these are three guys who always step up when the stakes are at its highest, and they always create something out of nothing. I've seen every single one of these guys literally hit game winners. And, you know, just the feeling I'm getting, just thinking about the times I've seen all three of these guys play, man. It's, like I said, it's a tough one, but I'm going to go with Deshaun since his name hasn't been said, and you got to put some respect on my man's name.
Man, well, I guess we have to see you in the Super Bowl first, right?
Oh, well, I mean,
Eric, this is a Locked On Houston podcast.
It's okay because I guarantee you, when we win the Super Bowl, we're not going to have no kind of cheating scandal attached to our name. That's all I gotta say.
Dang. Okay. Well, I guess that's as good a note as any to wrap things up for. So now I didn't drop the our usual Twitter handles at the top. So I'll let you guys do that. And so we'll go Cody first, and then Eric next.
Yes, sir. Once again, I am Cody Davis, and please follow me on Twitter at Cody, CotyDavis underscore 24. Why 24? Because my man Kobe Bryant is the GOAT.
All right. You can find me at Eric Talk Stros, and you can find the show at Locked On Astros. And right now we're doing the best seasons in Astros franchise history. We just did 1986 yesterday. I was like 7 years old, so I don't remember much, but it was still a good show.
And if you guys want to follow me for more Rockets content, you guys can catch me on Twitter at JT Gatlin. And of course, the show is on Twitter at Locked On.